Mr. Green to talk to us, Amy. Can you, you weren't always Amy, I believe. Can you tell us a bit about your previous career?
For 10 years I was known as Brandy, and I was a glamour model. I did reality TV, I did The Only Way is Essex and The Bachelor with Spencer Matthews. I also had number one in Sweden with my band. Don't worry guys, it was a football related song. It was through the World Cup, and I did some acting as well. So basically I'm just trying to like tick off like every job in the universe, and now I'm on to sports presenting.
Height of your career as Brandy, you decided to leave that behind and become a serious sports presenter. Why then?
I think it was, I've been in it for 10 years, I was turning 28, and the industry of glamour modelling was going down, the magazines had all gone, and just generally it wasn't a very good time to be in glamour modelling, and I was trying to pursue my sports career anyway, and I just felt like being Brandy was sort of hindering me. So I was like, I think now would be a good time to jump ship, get out, and to try and take my sports career to a new level.
When I first spoke to you and wrote about you in the racing press, you were still Brandy and you were working with Jeff Banks at Cheltenham.
How
did that come about, and any particular memories of Jeff?
Not particularly fond memories, a lot of shouting from me and Jeff. No, I'm joking. Am I? If you know Jeff, no, I'm joking. Anyway, it was, that was a weird one. I was working at Sports Tonight Live, or I think maybe I'd just finished that phase, and my business partner, Peter Finch, is heavily involved in racing. He knew Jeff. And he said, you know, why don't you message Jeff and see if he needs any girls at Cheltenham Races? And so I assumed it would just be promo, you know, things that I'd done before, didn't think it would be particularly difficult or stressful. I just thought I was going to be getting people to come in and do the bets. Didn't realise I was going to be taking the bets. So I was majorly thrown in at the deep end, and back then I didn't even know how to place my own bet, let alone take bets for other people. So it was it was a very stressful week. I think I phoned Pete at the end of the day crying to him, saying I'm never doing this again, I'm gonna get a train back to London, I hate Jeff. Like, yeah, it was bad times. But then by the end of the week, you know, I absolutely love Jeff, and we got on swimmingly. So, you know, he's not had me back since though, so I don't know what that says about how well I did.
And were you interested in racing before that, and did that experience enhance your interest, or the opposite?
I wasn't, like, before that point I was interested in racing because I was doing some presenting stuff on Bet Racing Nation, talking about the horses and stuff like that, but it was more sort of scripted promo stuff for them, so I had a keen interest that I wanted to get to know more about the betting, which is why Pete suggested that I go and work for Jeff. And prior to being at Sports Tonight Live, I just like anybody else, I would put a bet on the Grand National and just pick the horse's name that I liked, or I'd go to Royal Ascot or whatever, you know, just to get dressed up. And it was just that sort of side of the horse racing. I didn't really know about horse racing, or particularly really care, until I started getting more into my sports stuff, which then I seen that, you know, it's a very interesting subject to get involved in, and also quite nice to have a cheeky little dabble on the old bets.
So are you a bit of a punter these days then?
Yes, I do love a bet, probably too much. I bet quite regularly during the week. Normally I'm up, so it's good. Some weeks being freelance, some weeks I do literally live off my betting. So I'll be exploring that with you guys very soon, but I can't say much more about that at the moment because that is a little project that I'm working on right now.
I hear, well, we know that you've become a qualified football referee and that you're also a huge Chelsea fan.
Yep.
Either of those things come about because you come from Cornwall.
Apparently people in Cornwall don't like football, but yeah, apparently we all like rugby. Well, I don't. I like football. I was born into a football loving family. My granddad founded a football team down in Cornwall. My gran was the president. She died and I took over on the committee, so I'm still on the committee now. And basically how the refereeing thing came around was I was in one of the committee meetings and they were saying, right, next on the agenda is the referee courses. So, you know, everyone sort of looked at me and I was like, oh, that sounds interesting. And they were all like laughing and whatever. And then they were like, oh, you should do it. Like, you know, it really helped, like, along with your journalist stuff. And I thought, yeah, you know, it will give me another side to the game, another aspect that I can use in my presenting and my writing and whatever. So I was like, yeah, why not? I'll do it. And there was sort of a lot of laughter in the committee meeting, and they were kind of like, oh, you can't do it, you know, like all in jest, of course. And so I was like, right, okay, sign me up. I'll show you all that I can do this. And when we were doing the course, there was no other women on there. It was just me and 13 men. And I passed 100% on my test. And there were two guys that failed and had to go back the next weekend to redo their test. So I was pretty smug.
So have you ever refereed a match?
I have, yeah, I've refereed a few matches, but it's not something that I ever wanted to do as a career. As I said, it was just to get a different aspect of the game and a different view. I mean, some games I enjoyed, but most of the time I was just praying for the 90 minutes to be over and that there wouldn't be any extra time. But I was in charge, so I was like, yeah, no extra time, everyone go home, right, fuck off. But no, the worst game that I refereed actually was an under 16s, and I remember it was like one of the first ones that I ever did, and I went up, and then my mum went back and said to my dad, oh, I think you're gonna have to go up there, Trevor. They're like all 6'2" and I'm 5'2", so they're all towering above me and they're all, you know, like getting a bit leery. And and then one of them recognised me from a KSI video, which was like the bane of my life. So then they're all like shouting Motorboat Girl and stuff like that. So I was just like, oh my God, literally, if there ever was a time that I wanted the ground to open up and swallow me, it was then. So yes, that was possibly the worst one. And then I did a few adult ones and they were actually very polite and lovely. But then I moved back to London and then I kind of just didn't keep up with it. And so I've kind of lost my confidence in it now. So I don't know, I might go back and do some. I get asked quite a bit to do celebrity matches and things, but I'm just lost that confidence now, so I don't know. Maybe you'll see me do it again, maybe not, who knows.
So you're obviously very keen on sports. Any apart from football?
Football is my favourite sport. I watch the tennis, you know, I get involved in all of the sports, like watching them all and stuff, but playing, I don't really play any sports, clearly, otherwise I'd be a lot thinner. I used to play football, but I wasn't very good, so I was mainly on the bench, and then other times I wasn't even put down to go away to do the game, so yeah. I wasn't even on the reserve list, so I kind of got the hint that I'm pretty shit at football, so didn't pursue it anymore.
Right, what I meant when I said about coming from Cornwall, you're actually a Chelsea fan. So do you go and watch them at all now you live up in London?
Yeah, I go as often as I can. I was there on Tuesday for the UEFA Champions League opening game, which was brilliant. I thought it was only going to be 3-0 and then it ended up being 6-0, so I was very happy about that. And I would love to go on Sunday to Chelsea, Arsenal, but unfortunately I couldn't get a ticket, so I'll have to watch it at the pub.
So you've done a bit of advertising, I see, for some Chelsea-related sort of products. Did you bring yourself to work doing a similar thing for another club, or is it got to be Chelsea.
Well, when I was first starting out in modelling, a photographer, I don't know how, got me to wear his West Ham shirt and take a photo in it. And I think I made him burn the film. No, I don't know. Those pictures might still exist, I don't know. But yeah, and then I also did a charity walk around Upton Park wearing a West Ham top as well. Always West Ham. Why West Ham? I don't know. But yeah, the reason why I did that walk, it was a walk for more, is because my mum had bowel cancer, and obviously Bobby Moore died of bowel cancer. So I just wanted to show my support really to the charity. And it just so happened that I had to wear a West Ham top.
It's all in a good cause then.
All in a good cause.
So where did you get the That Sports Spice moniker from?
Basically, like, there's quite a lot of like social media is like, oh, that blah 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 person, like whatever. So that was kind of like on trend at the time, and my friend calls me a spice. She's like, oh yeah, like, oh, we'll be walking down a road, she'll see a hot guy, and she's like, oh, look at that spice. So she calls me a spice, which means hot, which is very kind of her. She probably needs to get her eyes tested. So yeah, and I love sport, so I was just like, that's Sports Spice, and I like the way it sounded, although I do regret having the two S's in it. I should have just had that Sports Spice, because a lot of people do get that confused. It's got two S's.
So you seem to have been a little bit quiet of late with your writing and stuff. What's been going on?
I'm lazy. I've taken a bit of time out from doing. I have been a little bit quiet of late with my writing and my YouTube videos and things. That's because I've been busy working on some personal projects, which I can't really say too much about. There is a TV show that I'm working to get commissioned at the moment, and also I'm working on two books. But I can't really say any more than that. And then, of course, I've got to finish my uni degree. So I've got 2 weeks to do that, guys. So I'm going to be super quiet the next 2 weeks. Or if you see me on Twitter, tell me to get off and pick up the book.
Right, so what would your dream ambitions be in the sporting arena?
Well, it's a big old list. slowly working my way through it. I mean, my dream job would be presenting Soccer AM or something similar like that, because I have a big personality, and I think, although I could do the more serious stuff like Sky Sports News and things like that, I think I'd probably be much better suited to doing something that is quite personality based, where I can just be one of the lads and, like, you know, it's just all fun and banter. So that, and then also I'm quite opinionated, and, you know, I love a good debate, so perhaps something like Talk Sport would be pretty good for me. They do like to ramble on, and I love to ramble on about a load of stuff, so I think that would be quite good. And also like a comedy panel show. Like, I've got dreams of hosting my own football based comedy panel show, or being the team captain or whatever, so that would be quite good. And then, yeah, just loads of stuff, really. I mean, I'd love to be the face of a betting company or something. just basically anything that's fun. Like, I just want to get in there amongst it with the fans, and in amongst all the sports stars, and just have a laugh and get, like, interviews that nobody else would really get, because I would ask different questions. I don't know, just the world's your oyster, isn't it? You know, you've got the only limit is your mind. There is no physical limit. So if you don't have that limit on your mind, then you can achieve anything you want to.
You can follow Star Sports on Twitter at starsports_bet our Facebook page at Star Sports Bet, and also view all our latest videos on YouTube at Star Sports. BeGambleAware.org. Over 18 only.